Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Lekay, the Kaizen Pharmacist. The podcast today is titled Bridging the Gap Within Geriatric Continuum of Care. And what that means, it's you have our senior citizens transitioning from the community pharmacy into the hospital setting upon admission and back into the community setting. So we have three different stages, and more often than not, the medications are not properly reconciled. So this podcast is going to try to address that, as well as provide solutions that we can all use going forward. As baby boomers, people born between 1943 and 1960 age and exit the workforce, we're seeing more of them use pharmacy facilities around the country on a regular basis. In fairness to them, the vast majority are rather healthy and have well-managed chronic medical conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, etc., when compared to the generations before them, due to improved access to better modern healthcare systems. Occasionally, this demographic might be admitted into the hospital secondary to an acute medical condition or a complication of a rather controlled chronic condition. When this happens, the hospital staff usually gains insight into their prior medication history by contacting their pharmacy or PCP alike when known. The requisition placed to the community pharmacist is often to provide a listing of medications complete with dosage regimen and strengths the patient is currently taking. This initiative is laudable, but may not provide a holistic view of the patient's clinical history, as this effort is only as successful as the patient's memory permits. If they're alert and oriented, when patients cannot provide dose information, I believe the hospital will triage and commence treatment as per protocol based on the chief clinical complaint made. And the first assumption is it's assumed the patient only uses one pharmacy, when in actual fact, the patient could well be a splitter. A splitter is a pharmacy patron that uses multiple pharmacies for reasons ranging from price differential, specific preferred generic manufacturer, to availability of ethnic products. As a result, the pharmacy contacted will only have a partial view of the patient's prescription history. Some of the pharmacy facilities may have limited operating hours and may not be open at the time the information is requested, in which case treatment will commence without this valuable information, as opposed to the chain pharmacies that have a shared central database between locations, giving full visibility. The second assumption is the patient is always assumed to be adherent, as the information often requested is limited to what medications the patient is currently taking. This usually means the medications that were dispensed in the last 1 month. Plus, when this patient has been stabilized by the admitting hospital and then discharged home with medications or new prescriptions with the advice to follow up with their PCP. The hospital staff often goes a step further by providing PCP with a comprehensive list of medications the patient was discharged with alongside the usual medical records. The patient presents same to the pharmacy where the gap and or in some cases redundancies are discovered. At this point, the patient will need to get the go-ahead from their PCP to either continue the hospital regimen or the prescriptions medications pre-admission. Oftentimes, when this decision is made, the pharmacy is not always contacted to inactivate the discontinued medication. The pharmacy staff is now faced with its discrepancy when the patients are seeking refills on quote unquote all my medications, as they often say. The patient is now torn between two seemingly out of sync health systems. Secondly, the gap may arise from the hospital having a closed formulary whereby a medication listed by the patient may be substituted for a formulary equivalent without the patient's knowledge. Example would be famotidine in place of ranitidine. When they get home, they may end up taking both unknowingly. The relevance of this piece is only to bubble up the issue and bring to the forefront for consideration, as obviously there's a disconnect somewhere within the continuum of care for our senior citizens. The pharmacy contacts the PCP to reconcile the medications in an attempt to ensure there are no duplications or inappropriate therapy in light of the recent hospital admission. And sometimes you hear this and that were discontinued when the patient came into the office last month. There are several recommendations that, if implemented, would drastically reduce this wasteful use of healthcare resources and ensure our senior citizens are getting the best care intended. One, there was a proposal a while ago to host an online database such as Google Health in collaboration with NCPDP, that's the National Council for Prescription Drug Programs. This would be an online repository accessible by registered practitioners using VPN, that's Virtual Private Network technology. The online portal will be populated with relevant information gathered from the pharmacist. This can be accessed upon arrival at the hospital in real time. The state could host a similar database as described above that handles such information. A lot of states now have a similar program to monitor the use of controlled substances anyway. This could piggyback on the existing infrastructure. And in the rare case a patient is admitted in an out-of-state hospital, they will only have to look up one database to get this pertinent information. I believe the subscription to this service should be voluntary, and local pharmacists should be encouraged to download information on a monthly basis or other time frame agreed upon within the project charter, and the information only kept for 6 months, after which it should be purged to alleviate concerns of storage. Second, pharmacists may be mandated to provide patients with a monthly statement itemizing all their current medications. I know this approach has its inherent flaws, as the medication information may fall into the wrong hands. But if handy, the emergency responder may retrieve from patient during an emergency evacuation. Number three, third-party payers will have the prescription information and perhaps encouraged to share this when contacted by the hospital or when they've been notified of the hospital admission. One of the flaws here is that this option will not cater to cash-paying patients. Whatever approach we end up using, I believe it will go a long way in helping our senior citizens better reap the fruits of their labor and help them on their paths to leading a youthful, productive life. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the end of this podcast, and I'll be right back at you next week. Thank you.